I have a friend in Kansas. Well, actually, I have quite a lot of friends in Kansas. That sort of thing happens when you're born and raised someplace. But I have one friend, and a Facebook friend, actually, whom I've never met. She's the wife of a very, very dear friend of mine from college, and because he's not on social media much, I am able to keep up with him somewhat through a Facebook friendship with her. She seems like a decent sort, and I'm happy for my buddy with the family he has been able to have with her. I was thinking about her this week, as I'm guessing she is fairly sad. And no, it has nothing to do with the election earlier this week, or whatever political leaning she might have. No, you see, her favorite holiday is Halloween. She spends months leading up to it, posting Halloween-related content on her page. So I have to believe that the days and weeks after Halloween are a bit of a letdown. It kinda sucks when you have to reset the clock completely back to 365 days and counting, at least when you're so dialed into a particular day. Yes, Halloween is once again behind us, though another holiday looms in front of us, and I'm not talking about my own favorite of Thanksgiving. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. Other holidays get all the glory, don't they? Fireworks on the 4th of July, all that candy in those costumes last week on Halloween, a wealth of food on the aforementioned upcoming Thanksgiving, and all sorts of presents, traditions, and cheer for Christmas. Not long after that, after we begin our trek down 2021, will come Valentine's Day and all the love it gets, and Easter, the commercial version. Fair enough. But the next major holiday is next Wednesday, Veterans Day. If you don't already think of it as that, maybe it's high time you started. I am not a veteran. I have not ever served in the military. A few friends and I considered that route during our senior year of high school. I'm sure a lot of kids do. I'm not sure how serious we actually were, but we went to the trouble of sitting down with a recruiter. A voluntary action, I might add, not something that happened through the school. And honestly listening to what he had to say. Why didn't we join? And none of us did. I really don't remember. I do remember that, at the time, all of us felt that if it came down to any sort of actual conflict in the world, it would not be decided on a battlefield. That was during the last days of the Cold War, as it was winding down, but still very real. It was the prevailing opinion of teens at my school that any sort of conflict would be decided by people in high places, with fingers on buttons connected to bombs. Fortunately, yes, we were young and stupid, and in that case, very, very wrong. Well, in a lot of cases, actually. Veterans Day always takes place on November the 11th, which means this year it's next Wednesday. Veterans Day is an official federal holiday that honors those who have served in the United States Armed Forces. Because it is observed on November 11th, it coincides with similar holidays in other countries such as Armistice Day and Remembrance Day. These are all holidays that trace their beginnings to an anniversary of the end of World War I, at that time called the War to End All Wars. Clearly, whoever coined that term at the time lacked the gift of prophecy, but it caught on and it's still remembered as that today. The reason the 11th was chosen by the United States and others, if you'll channel your inner high school history self, is that the First World War formally came to a halt on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month in the year 1918. Thus, the 11th was chosen. It's worth noting that the difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day is that Veterans Day celebrates the service of all U.S. military veterans, while Memorial Day is set aside to remember those who have died in service to our country. So, this is a holiday during which we can make the effort to thank those who have served or are serving and are still with us. Let's go with the history a bit more. World War I officially ended when the Treaty of Versailles was signed on June 28, 1919, just outside the town of the same name in France. However, actual official ends to conflicts and how that plays out in real life often differ somewhat in their timing. In the case of World War I, fighting had ceased 7 months earlier when the Allied nations and Germany agreed to halt hostilities, resulting in a truce between them. A truce, or armistice, that went into effect at 11 a.m. on the 11th of November, 1918. The official treaty and end happened halfway through the next year. Also the next year, specifically the following November, President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed November 11th as the first commemoration of Armistice Day. He offered up a short message to the American people, sharing what he thought the day meant to the country. I'd like to go ahead and share that here now. A year ago today, our enemies laid down their arms in accordance with an armistice, which rendered them impotent to renew hostilities, and gave to the world an assured opportunity to reconstruct its shattered order and to work out in peace a new and juster set of international relations. The soldiers and people of the European allies had fought and endured for more than 4 years to uphold the barrier of civilization against the aggressions of armed force. We ourselves had been in the conflict something more than a year and a half. With splendid forgetfulness of mere personal concerns, we remodeled our industries, concentrated our financial resources, increased our agricultural output, and assembled a great army, so that at the last our power was a decisive factor in the victory. We were able to bring the vast resources, material, and morale of a great and free people to the assistance of our associates in Europe, who had suffered and sacrificed without limit in the cause for which we fought. Out of this victory, there arose new possibilities of political freedom and economic concert. The war showed us the strength of great nations acting together for high purposes, and the victory of arms foretells the enduring conquest which can be made in peace when nations act justly and in furtherance of the common interest of man. To us in America, the reflections of Armistice Day will be filled with solemn pride in the heroism of those who died in the country's service, and with gratitude for the victory, both because of the thing from which it has freed us and because of the opportunity it has given America to show her sympathy with peace and justice in the councils of nations. That first day of remembrance was celebrated with parades and public meetings and a brief suspension of business beginning at 11 a.m. Holidays have a way of changing over time, and Veterans Day was no different. That was something that got talked about with Halloween last week. Probably that will continue to be the case. Armistice Day passed through many changes, eventually arriving at what we celebrate today, Veterans Day. After World War II, veteran Raymond Weeks of Alabama put forth the idea of expanding on Armistice Day to celebrate all veterans, not just those who died in World War I. The idea gained a lot of traction in pretty short order. Raymond Weeks led the first national celebration in 1947, and also annually until his death in 1985. On June 1, 1954, Congress officially changed the name from Armistice Day to Veterans Day, and that's what we've had and celebrated ever since. I will repeat the fact that I've never served in the military, and that's certainly true for a lot of people. But let's get one thing straight right now. I have incredible respect for those who have served or are serving. We are coming off a very contentious election cycle, and if we're being honest, it's probably far from over. There are so many issues that seem to have us divided today, but I think there's something we should all keep in mind. We have incredible freedoms. Freedoms the rest of the world is jealous of. It took a lot of people serving in defense of our country to secure those freedoms, and the everyday efforts of others to keep them secured. I recognize that, and I'm very grateful for it. And so we come again to another Veterans Day, our next major holiday on the calendar. While I still claim Thanksgiving as my favorite, I'll hold off on thoughts of turkey and pumpkin pie, and some of you can push back notions of a jolly old fat man and a brightly lit tree with presents. There'll be plenty of time for both of those yet to come. Instead, consider taking a few moments this weekend to reflect on the holiday before us. If your history's a bit rusty, get online or pull out a book and brush up on those times in our history when veterans have fought for your freedom. If you know a vet, take the time to genuinely thank them for their service, in full understanding of the fact that freedoms you have are because of the efforts of people like them. For myself, as a proud employee of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and Togiak National Wildlife Refuge, I'd like to give a shout-out to my colleagues with the refuge who are veterans, Pat Walsh and Jack Savo, Jr. Also, hats off to Sam here at the radio station. Veterans, one and all. Gentlemen, thank you very much for your service. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.